But first, the Fed ending the year with the last policy meeting of 2021, and a lot of pressure on Fed Chair Jerome Powell after recently highlighted that the agency might be moving off its asset purchases quicker than expected, and more rate hikes expected now next year in 2022 as well. And for more on that, our Fed reporter here, Brian Chung, kicks us off in the noon hour. And Brian, I mean, when we look at it, obviously, it's been a pretty rapid change of tone, I guess, ditching transitory and now a lot of the bond market pricing in three rate hikes for next year. But what are we expecting to hear when Jerome Powell addresses investors this week?
Yeah, well, certainly it seems like the markets might be getting ahead of the Federal Reserve's announcement later this week, that expected on Wednesday afternoon, for a possible speedier tapering process. Again, the Federal Reserve had already announced in its early November meeting that it was going to begin the process of slowing down its asset purchase program, hoping to bring its purchases of U.S. Treasuries and agency mortgage-backed securities to a full stop by the middle of next year. If the Fed follows through on its commentary in recent weeks to speeden that up, they could wrap that process up as soon as the first quarter of next year. Now, why is that important? Well, because that means that the Fed might have more flexibility and optionality to then earlier and perhaps more aggressively eventually raise interest rates. Again, they're holding that at near zero. Now, again, the Federal Reserve hasn't made that announcement yet, but it seems like markets are trying to price it in, as you mentioned, taking a look at rates on the longer end of the curve, especially interesting to see some of the movement, especially with the anticipation of more possible rate hikes in 2022. Now, all this is also happening on a global scale as well, because it's not just the Fed that's going to announce a policy decision this week. Consider that Wednesday, the Fed's going to go first, but then on Thursday, we'll also hear from the European Central Bank and the Bank of England, and then on Friday from the Bank of Japan regarding how they're approaching very similar dynamics at play as well. A labor market that's slower to respond, but inflationary pressures that are rising, especially with those supply chain issues that have really dogged down on all of the global supply. So that's definitely going to be a running theme as other banks look to tighten as well. At the Bank of England, for example, Governor Andrew Bailey has mentioned prior to the Omicron variant that he may have been in favor of an earlier rate hike in their jurisdiction, but perhaps backing a bit off of that since the Omicron variant emerged. So a lot of different factors at play here, which should make this holiday season a bit more stressful for the central bankers than I'm sure they had anticipated headed into the end of this year.
All right, Brian Chung bringing us the latest there. Of course, we'll be watching that with live coverage here this week when we get that policy announcement.